No, it wasn't treason. The Constitution defines treason as levying war against the United States or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid or comfort. The letter from 47 senators addressed to the leaders of the Islamic Republic of Iran tells them the obvious, that we have a constitutional system in which they, 47 Republican senators, have the numerical strength to prevent adoption of the result of negotiations in any form other than an executive agreement. They apparently believe that the Iranian leadership had to be educated. Of course, much of the Iranian leadership was educated here. The number of Iranians at all levels of government and private life in Iran who've studied in the U.S. is enormous. They know a great deal more about us than we do about them because God forbid that we should know anything about them. Horror. We might be corrupted by knowledge. They've no similar fear of us, despite the rhetoric of some of their fools, clearly not reflecting the majority of Iranians. They come here to study because they respect and actually like most of us. The idea of making a grand bargain is actually attractive in Iran because most of them, in and out of government, want the U.S. on their side. Why, you ask? Because Iran's strategic position is a big problem, a Shiite country in a sea of Sunni Muslims. Their whole worldview is based on how to deal with their strategic isolation. They want power, even a bomb, not because of Israel. They know that possession of a bomb in this climate would make them more likely to be attacked, not less. They want strength to intimidate their nearer neighbors from aggression. But alliance with the U.S. would be very valuable to them. A grand bargain? If you understand what Iran needs, you'd cut through the nonsensical rhetoric on both sides and realize we could get a lot of benefits from each other. And any capable administration would understand and strive for it. So what's with these senators? Actually, it suggests Alzheimer's. Some of us remember that a different administration a few years ago eliminated Iraq, Iran's major enemy in the Middle East, as any sort of threat. And then, even though Iran itself almost went to war with the Taliban, that same administration made a show of not entering into negotiations with Iran, calling it part of the axis of evil. Self-contradictorily, an axis consisting of mutual enemies. Having messed up big time a decade ago, some are determined that if they messed up, no one else is going to get it right. Except for the Alzheimer's patients. They can't remember the mistakes. We talked for decades with the Soviets, the Communist Chinese, but not Iran. That's off limits. The one Middle Eastern country other than Israel whose interests often line up with our own is nevertheless not worth talking to. Have you ever walked into a nursing home filled with Alzheimer's patients? Not all, but unfortunately a lot of them are screaming at everyone in sight and listening to no one. They can't help it. So now we have the perfect Republican strategy. Put the Alzheimer's ward into the State Department, and voila, no negotiations, no strategy, no planning, no progress. But it doesn't matter because nobody's talking.